All right, a few months ahead of the elections, people have taken to social media to air their frustrations over the Democratic Alliance's constant interactions with them. Some have received SMSs, others voice recordings, and some even phone calls encouraging them to vote for the DA. But is this type of interaction completely lawful? Legal expert Natasha Mone joins us to clarify this. Natasha, good evening to you, and thank you so much for your time. Many people may be irritated by these communications, but are they within the ambit of the law?
Well, it depends on the rules of engagement, which is defined in the POPI Act. That's the Protection of Private Information Act. And basically, what it says is that the DA can contact people, and the DA's national spokesperson has said that they're doing it in order to actively engage with voters. So it really is their rights, they believe, are trumped over the individual's rights. However, the rules of engagement are this. In terms of the electric communication, in other words, if I SMS you or if I email you in terms of marketing or trying to directly influence you, I need explicit opt-in permission from the recipient. However, if they are calling you, they are allowed one call, regardless of whether you've opted in or not. So they are saying that you have deliberately given them consent to be able to reach them.
Now, it's interesting, Natasha. There's been a complaint that those who wish to opt out of these communications are being asked to provide their ID numbers. Should the DA be asking for such personal information?
No, absolutely not. And I've gone through the POPI Act again, and there is absolutely no reason for them or anybody to ask for your ID. In fact, the Direct Marketing Association of Southern Africa, that is the association where you can actually opt out of every single list in South Africa, is the only organization that asks for your ID number and your cell phone number. Other than that, you can opt out. And by opting out, you are telling that company not only to de-identify you, but also to destroy the data. In other words, they should never, ever contact you again.
And of course, Natasha, the DA is making the point that all South Africans deserve the right to information, and that's what its campaign essentially provides. Can that argument be made?
It can be made. And it is up to you to say to the DA, don't phone me again. The problem with the DA is they're wanting you to give them their ID number. Now, that is incorrect. And there are many ways, there are a few ways in which you can complain. The one is to take it straight to the regulator and say that this is incorrect. And the other is to actually go to the Direct Marketing Association of South Africa and take them off, or the practical way of doing things is to actually just block them. You know, my issue with asking for an ID is if the DA asked me for my ID, well, they're not really de-identifying me. They're not really saying to me, well, you know what, we've tried once, and we're prepared to destroy your information. And if you think about it, Joanne, your vote is your secret. And yes, for me, that is paramount, and then that trumps the DA. The DA could get into very real trouble. The regulator can give fines up to 10 million rand or even jail time for the violation. And they're missing the point that the people that they contact, the people that they reach out to, that any company reaches out to, has to at all times respect the recipient of the information they wish to impart. Coincidentally, I received an email from your producer, and Prime Media has the information in terms of POPI. And if you click onto that, and I don't know if people who are receiving information do, but yes, Prime Media says that they are going to process your information in terms of the POPI Act for their own purposes, and they're not going to necessarily, or they're void of being held liable. And for me, as an attorney, I would say, okay, your attorneys have done their job, but for anybody else, they are unwittingly consenting to Prime Media using their information and treating them like a data subject. So this is not, I don't think that it is perhaps only a DA issue. I think that we need to empower and educate the data subjects, which is you and me, Joanne, into really looking and reading and listening and hearing and thinking before we click and before we agree, because we're consenting to be placed on lists and for our information to be processed. And that is what the DA is capitalizing on it. And in terms of the Poppy Act, they're entitled to.
Very interesting indeed. Natasha Mone, always good talking to you. She's the legal expert from Mone Attorneys. Thank you for pointing out that issue about Prime Media's emails as well. It was something that I had not clicked on and read myself, to be quite honest, but certainly something worth following up on.